All right, welcome back. How do you feel?
Good. What do you mean? How should I feel?
Well, did you listen to the episode or no?
Yes, Liz, we recorded it. How am I going to forget?
I didn't say that you forget. I said that you listen to it.
Let's start all over. Hold on.
As you can tell, our energy has been... Our energy has been sucked out. And that is because we finally have our visita. Okay, so let's start this. How do you feel, Hoodie?
I feel okay. I don't think it's like, what do I say? Nothing crazy has happened yet. So, everything
Did you expect fucking be famous overnight?
No way. It's definitely the first episode.
That's what I'm talking about, too.
I'm saying in regard to my tia. Like, everything is chill.
Well, let's get into that a little later. Let's just get into, like...
I thought that's what you were asking.
No,
how you're feeling.
Bienvenidos. Okay, so how did you feel about recording this last episode?
I think it went well. I mean, I don't know, Liz. What do you want me to say?
So you listened to it. Did you feel any sort of way? Were you like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that?
Espérate. Lo que pasa es que cuando Luis hace sus videos, sus recordings, he loves to replay himself like 1,000 times. And I'm just like, okay, well, we recorded. Fine.
But I'm asking you, how did you feel? Did you share it with your friends? Did your friends listen to it? Did they give you any feedback? Do you have any friends?
I'm feeling very attacked right now. I think it flowed. A lot of my friends were saying that, like, we kind of balanced each other. We were not, like, it wasn't forced. It was very, like, my mom's calling. FaceTime.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, pick it up.
Oh, God.
The drama.
Let's see what she says. Hi, Mom.
Mami, ¿me puedes buscar la dirección de Honey Mayhem y se lo mandas a Ricardo? Ya le hablé, le dije, Ricardo, si no lo quieres comprar, está bien, hijo, no lo compres. Dice, no te dijo el recado, Judy, le dije, a mí no me has hablado.
Ama, te acabo de hablar, ¿cómo le vas a decir?
Por eso, le dije, a mí no me has hablado.
Welcome to the drama.
Dice,
okay, I'll look for it right now.
Okay.
Porque dijo Luis, si no... Pero Luis no ha dicho que sí.
Ay, tú sabes que siempre lo hago.
El mashed potato.
Oye, ¿qué es eso de que mandó Fer? ¿De que vemos calientitos en el comedor?
No, es que en la mañana, Fernando se fue a trabajar, pero no supo que era su día libre, entonces se fueron a comprar bagels.
Ay, ¿cómo que se fue a trabajar, mi niño?
Ay, su niño.
¿Se le olvidó que descansaba? ¿Cómo crees?
Pues, ¿que lo tienen chinga Luis?
Ay, mi niño hermoso.
Ya,
okay, venga. Bye, bye.
Y luego...
Ay, ya.
Ya, ¿quién está trabajando?
Es que estamos haciendo un episodio de las mejores familias y lo estás interrumpiendo.
Ay, jole. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Familia Perruche. Mándale lo que te
diga. Que sí. Okay.
Oh my God.
Bye.
And this is why we say, where are the cameras? Pero bueno, en lo que tú buscas la dirección, I'll start and continue with this because
I'll
ya llevamos
because...
Ya llevamos 5 minutos. Tenemos 25 minutes.
What did you say? Honey baked?
Something honey baked. So we're trying to obviously figure out still que vamos a desayunar. A cenar para la noche buena. And so one of the things that we do is we order tamales. It's been such a long time since my mom has actually made tamales, porque es una chinga. El estar haciendo los tamales, remojando las hojas, todos los ingredientes, it really takes a long freaking time. Entonces, mi mamá conoce una señora aquí en Santa Ana que hace los tamales y le quedan literal iguales como los que ella hacía. Así que desde hace más de, ¿qué? ¿10 años, Judy? We haven't made tamales. We've always ordered them. Y aparte es un champurrado increíble, right? So that's basically one of our traditions. Y la esposa de mi hermano va a hacer ponche, que hace un ponche navideño increíble. Le queda súper, súper rico. Vamos a hacer pasta. Vamos a hacer diferentes cosas. Yo creo que hasta a lo mejor pozole. Y entonces mi mamá desde el día de Thanksgiving quiere un pinche jamón de honey bake. Y nomás no se ha podido hacer. And so we asked my brother, can you order it? And my brother was like, yeah, I'll order it.
But
and
he then, just doesn't know how to function.
He doesn't, because now he just called my sister and was like, hey, did my mom order it? And so creo que otra vez nos vamos a quedar sin pinche jamón.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not going to order it. If she doesn't order it, nos vamos a quedar sin jamón otra vez. And I was like, okay.
Like that was your, that was what you were going to do. So anyways... Muchísimas gracias for all of you guys that listened to the last episode. I just want to say that over 300 people listened to the episode.
Wow,
and I know. Well, I wanted to save it. I wanted to have some sort of fucking surprise element to this. Entonces, I want to say muchísimas gracias. Thank you so much for listening, listening to wherever you listen to podcasts. Neta, se los agradecemos. And we continue that those numbers go higher. Right? That's the whole goal. And the idea is to showcase some of the things that we do here at the house and talk about everyday things like any other family members would. Y como acaban de escuchar, pues obviamente la mamiringa ya está toda preocupada por el pinche jamón and she's trying to figure it out and we're trying to figure out and we're trying to record and then it's a never-ending story at the Casa de Aguilar. But en la Casa Madrigal.
But oh my god, I didn't know about the 300.
We have 300 people listening, which is amazing.
That's awesome. We appreciate that.
See,
we hope that you guys enjoy listening to our shenanigans over here. I mean, because I feel like maybe people think that it's like we're overdoing it, but this is really who we are. This is how dramatic it is.
So let's pick up on all of last week, because a lot of things have happened in the last week, obviamente. If you listen to the previous episode, we talked about how La Tia Marta was coming into town, and she's here. She's not here right now, which is why we're recording.
We locked her in the room.
I don't think she could stay locked up. She would figure her way out. Pero la fuimos a recoger con mi papá y yo a Tijuana. And while we were in Tijuana, we enjoyed many different stops. So, for those of you that follow me on TikTok, ahí subí. Básicamente, fuimos a arreglar unos zapatos de mi mamá que se quedó sin suelas de sus botas de banda machos.
Oh my God, why didn't you tell me? My thingy fell off.
Well, we went to go fix my mom's zapatos. And while we were fixing her zapatos, my dad was telling me, he was like, mira, ¿ves ese billar allí? And I was like, yeah, what about it? And he was like, ahí fue donde llegué cuando llegué a Estados Unidos por primera vez. El coyote left us there in the billar. And was like, no se salgan de aquí. And we were there literally for hours. And that billar is still there. And I was like, oh my God, that is really, really cool. So my dad and I were walking around.
Why do you always have special moments with everybody?
Well, because I'm that kind of person. People want to share their special moments with me. And then we walked around Avenida Revolución. And we walked around El Centro de Tijuana. Y literal, se los juro, me sentí como que estaba en una película del Canal 22.
Canal 22 UHF tiene una programación variada dedicada a toda la familia. Películas, series, caricaturas, programas en vivo orientados a construir una
mejor sociedad. It was just very like reminiscent of like what I would feel Mexico feels like during December. People walking around in the street buying their last minute gifts, buying little Santa hats on the corner with the corner vendor, y así. Fuimos a las telas parisina, compré tela, a mi papá se le antojaron unas gorditas de nata, las compramos. Después mi papá was like, ¿por qué no vamos a la heladería de tu amigo? Fuimos y compramos unas paletas. Ellos no estaban ahí. Helados del Gil, if you're ever in Tijuana. Y por último, le dije a mi papá, ¿por qué no vamos a la cevichería La Corriente Nice? Which is one of my favorite spots to go to. And he was like, okay. And he actually liked it. Finally, he liked...
the weirdest part, that he liked it.
Yeah, because it's like a hipster, really cool place. Y sabe la comida increíble, pero a mi papá no le gusta ese tipo de lugares, right?
Yeah, he doesn't. He's just... si no son huevitos, rancheros, huevos...
si no es una fonda, like, he's not about it. So this is like an actual restaurant, and he actually enjoyed it, and I was pleasantly surprised. I had a mezcalita verde, he had a mezcalita de tamarindo, and we cheered, and it was like, familia feliz. Pero, oh, wait. And then we went to go pick up my aunt, y desgraciadamente, una de sus maletas no llegó. So, su vuelo llegó a las 11 de la noche. We had to literally stay there till 1, and then we crossed, and it was a mess. Y justo la pinche maleta que se les olvidó era la del encargo de mi papá. Which, for whatever reason, okay, my dad asked my tía Marta, out of all people, to bring Jamaica de su pueblo.
That was a test.
And he did not order media libra o medio kilo. He ordered 3 fucking kilos de Jamaica. And for those of you that know Jamaica, Jamaica is not heavy, but it's bulky. Like, it's bulky. And so 3 kilos, that's almost 7 pounds of Jamaica. So it's almost like if somebody was like, tráeme 7 libras de algodón. Like, it's gonna be volumen. O sea, va a haber mucha. So anyways, we finally picked up my aunt and we got home and that was that. But what else happened, Jody, in this last
week? Well, everybody was in Chinga cleaning. My mom, even to the last day, she was like, es que tengo que recoger esto, you know? So, and I was like, why are you cleaning everything? I'm like, it's not like she's going to come in here and open every fucking drawer in the house. But also, I understand.
But she, like, she, I mean, she has not opened every drawer, but she...
Está vivoreando.
Está vivoreando. Because she's like, ay, qué bonito, hay esto, hay el otro.
She's like, ay, el agua necesita agua.
This is how traumatized we are.
No, she's like, ay, la planta se te está muriendo, with her fucking stink eye.
But she also went into your room and was
I
like,
know, she didn't. I was like, lady.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, because yesterday I worked from home and I was like, okay, I'm going to be in my room. I'm going to be working. Abrir tu cuarto. And I was like, and then she goes, pues aquí cabemos las dos. Creo que al rato me voy a venir a dormir contigo. Y yo, no. Like in my head, no, tía.
No, thank you.
No, bye.
So it's been, since we last had the podcast to now, it's been a lot of cleaning, a lot of throwing away shit. Like, literally, my dad and my mom, o sea, esta casa está, not that it was a shit show before, right?
No, not at all.
But, like, literally, they found...
they cleaned the corners.
They cleaned every nook and cranny of this home, like, literal. So, also, do you want to share that last week we all went at it and we were all pissed?
Oh, my God.
I'm okay with you sharing because if we're going to be open, like, let's do this.
No, it's going to look... and it was literally, what, Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. No, Friday.
Sunday. I think it was Sunday.
No, it was Friday because the whole weekend it was kind of awkward.
No, was it? No, it wasn't the whole weekend.
It was Saturday.
It was Sunday.
It happened Saturday, but Sunday you were like all fucking de malas. Anyways, what happened was... Luis started decorating the house y todo, and you know how parents are, they give their 2 cents about
everything.
Every single thing, you know? So Luis is putting up his little garland, and is like, oh, las necesito pintar porque esto no combina. And then my dad goes, what did he say? He was like,
Más pinche basura.
And then my mom, ¿y no lo vas a colgar así? Así no va.
My mom said, ya déjalo así.
Oh, sí, porque the garland that we were going to use was last year's, and it's like that, like,
it's
rose,
like pink,
gold,
rose
pink.
Gold. Uh-huh.
And so right now the house is everything is like brown. So my mom's like, yeah, déjalo así. And Luis literally blew up. The diva and him like he was like, entonces ya no voy a hacer nada, and he literally grabbed all the garlands y las aventó en el fucking LSA, where you know, and the storage bin.
The bin.
And I was like,
what was that?
No, okay. So he gets pissed. He starts grabbing all the garlands and throws them in the bin. And he's like, I'm fucking done. And I was like, oh, okay, girl. I was like, Luis, like, relax, you know? But Luis was furious. You could tell. If there's one way to make Luis pissed off is, let me tell you all. So if you ever, you know, want to make Luis pissed, it's when you interrupt, like...
my creative process.
And, yeah, that. When you interrupt what he's doing, when you're not, like... if you're not okay with his vision, he's like, ugh, like, you know? But he was so pissed. You could tell his face. Like, se le esponjaron los cachetes más de lo que ya están. And he started literally grabbing everything, shoving it in the bin, not even putting it nicely. He literally just fucking shoved everything in the bins. And he's like, help me. And I'm like, okay. So at this point, I knew that he was pissed off and I didn't want to make him even more mad. So I was like, Luis, are you mad? You know, like, just trying to make him, you know. And so we put everything away and my mom, she's like, Luis, no mega sister, no mega sister. No.
She was like, se me va a chuecar la boca. And I was like, pues que se te chueque.
Oh my god, yeah, Luis said that while this is happening. My dad's like lavando el cuerito or something on the sink or whatever. And my dad is just quiet because we all know that when Luis gets upset. Because
so let me tell you the true story.
That is the true story.
Because obviously Julia's just trying to fucking exaggerate it.
No,
to Luis, make me Luis, look Luis. Like the evil sibling here. So here's my thing. Like, I'm not even asking you to do it. I'm just telling you, help me remove this, help me put this here so I can start doing this whole process. Like, literal, every single esfera on that fucking tree, I painted by hand. Did I ask anybody to help me paint?
Yes.
Who painted the esferas? Nobody did.
I know, but you asked.
But nobody did it.
Well, because we're busy, Luis. We all have shit to do.
So that's what I'm saying.
And you don't.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to do it. So what does it matter to you? Like, it's not like you're going to be painting
the esferas moment, by hand. At this moment, Luis is getting really pissed off porque se le están inflando los cachetes. And then,
so then, yeah, I was pissed because I know that my dad is always like, ay, más pinche basura, or ay, otro más desmadre, or whatever. But at the end, he does enjoy it and he likes it. He fucking asked for a corona for the front of the house. He's been asking me to do things because they literally like my style. I know that my parents like my style. They just like to mess with me. But that Sunday, I was like, I'm over it. I'm over it because I was already thinking, fuck, this is going to be a lot. We have 2 days to complete this. I don't know that I'm going to be able to complete it. And so I literally was, me agarraron en la pinche de malas. And I was like, well, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm not going to do it. Ahí, chinguen su cola. And I'm actually going to show you the little fucking strand of lights that is sadly hanging from the kitchen right fucking now because they got pissed, or we all got pissed. And then nadie le habló. Well, no, everybody was pissed.
Let me say, Luis got pissed, and so after he told my mom que se le chocara la cara, that he wouldn't care, my mom literally goes into the garage and starts crying. And I'm like, oh my god, let me go help my mom, because I'm the peacemaker here. So voy al garage and I'm like, mom, ya deja Luis, you know, él se pone así, he gets upset and whatever. And she's like, me dolió mucho que tu hermano me había dicho que se me va a chupar. And so, I mean, this is funny to us. I feel like people are going to be like, that's fucked up. Why are you guys laughing about this? But no, it's funny because we...
We are that dramatic.
And also because we laugh at the things that do happen. Like, it happens, and it's serious, and then after we're like, oh my god.
It wasn't that serious.
You know? Well, thank God it wasn't that serious.
So now, no, it isn't, but now there's no garland in between the kitchen and the living room, and there's no garland over the chimney.
Pero Luis duró todo un día, like, he locked
like 2 days.
Yeah, he locked himself in his room. My mom was so worried. At this point, my mom was like, creo que se va a ir otra vez Luis a la casa. And I was like, no, he's not gonna go. Like, just be like... No, she did tell me. She's like, ¿y qué tal si Luis se quiere ir otra vez? And I was like, he's not gonna go. He's just going...
Yeah, he can't afford to go right now.
I'm like, he's just going through his little phase. Just let him be, right? So I'm telling my mom, like, yeah, just relax. It's going to be okay. Just, you know. And then the next day, it's like Monday. And my mom's like, todavía no me habla Luis. And then she's like, y luego tu papá lo invitó a comer. Y Luis le dijo que no. But this is what my dad told my mom. He was like, invité a Luis a ir a la fondita y me mandó a la chingada.
But see, this is how fucking dramatic we are. Because he did not say, come to la fondita. And I did not say, no, chinga tu cola. Like... He had all. He was already out there.
Me estás escupiendo, wey.
He was already out in La Fondita, and he calls me from La Fondita, and he's like, hijo, ¿quieres algo de comer? And I was like, no, papá, muchas gracias. No tengo hambre. That's exactly what I said.
But probably but with his attitude.
No, I did not give him
Luis,
attitude.
You have a different
I did not
voice.
Give him attitude.
You
no.
have, like, your attitude voice.
I did not give him attitude voice. Because I was already ready to be done with the whole as pedo.
With Christmas.
With Christmas.
Well, anyways, Luis got super pissed off, and we don't have garlands now. And this is, like, it's funny because I, even jokingly, I was telling Luis, like, how I talk to my dog. I'm like, ¿estás enojado? And he would just look at me like.
And I was like, bitch, I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life.
I know. And when he jokes about that, like, let's not joke about that. But my mom was worried. And then Tuesday comes around and she's like, ya me dio un abrazo, Luis. And I was like, oh, like, I'm like literally cracking up because I'm like, mom, like, you fucking stress over Luis. Like, Luis is the biggest.
But that's one of the biggest things for me. It's like, wey, yo lo estoy haciendo. ¿Qué te quita? O sea, okay, I understand because my dad was, like, for a whole last month, we had these bins in the living room that contained everything Christmas. And so I didn't take them back and forth into the garage because we're using them. I'm using them. Know that those bins are not going to be there on fucking Nochebuena. They might be there the night before Nochebuena because I'm still fixing things. Pero this year, sí, me emputaron. And I was like, well, chingada su madre. I'm not going to fucking
make...
He was
the Grinch.
I was... So half of the house is de Navidad y la otra mitad está with a fucking sad fucking... With a sad fucking serie de lucecitas and some ghetto-ass piñatas that my aunt brought. Okay, let's get into that one.
Okay,
so she gets here.
Oh my god, okay. So this is something that I've noticed since she's gotten here. So everybody knows that, like, Luis is the firstborn, and so Luis was, like, the favorite for, like, all the years, right?
Still am.
Pero because he lived in Mexico, and, like, my aunts got to, like... See the first, I guess,
3 years.
Nephew, no, or whatever.
Yeah.
So she gets here, and literally everything she brings is for Luis. And she goes, ay, mira, es que le traje este huicho. And huicho this, and huicho that. And, I mean, I'm not hating.
You are?
No, I'm not. Because, whatever. Ass are crying. Pero, even Luis said, ay, mi amor. And I'm like... And you could see Luis's face kind of like, pinche hipócrita.
Because I can't hide my facial expressions. My facial expressions are like...
His face. Like,
yeah.
If you see his face right now, he's like... I don't think you guys have seen this version of Luis, pero cuando pasas sus caras, Luis, you know something.
People have just seen the diagüe.
Oh my god. And you know what's funny? One of my coworkers had said... she was like, oh my god, you also have a bitch face like who the...
A resting bitch face.
A resting bitch face. But we're very nice. We're like...
We're very nice people. Yeah, I like to think. Yeah. Pero bueno, entonces llega la tía Marta y llegamos como a las 3:30 a.m. We have tea.
Oh, y llega con su pinche escándalo because you guys woke me up. And I was like, every time somebody brings somebody over, we have to fucking like...
And like you haven't.
Wait,
tú también.
Pero en las 3:00 a.m.
Ah, ¿y tú a qué horas?
Fernando had work, I had work.
We do the same. No, we don't.
Anyway, she comes in here fucking stomping up
a storm. Okay, but hold on. So she brings a shit ton of things, right? Trae tres maletas that she checked in.
And they were all for Luis.
And then she's like, ay, te traje esto, te traje el otro. And I was like, tía, mañana, right? So, okay, we all go to sleep, whatever. Here comes the next day, and she starts opening the maletas. And first of all, saca las pinches, los tres pinches kilos de agua de Jamaica, which we should take a picture and put it up, because it's un chingo de Jamaica. And then she starts like, te traje esta bolsita, a Judy le trajo esto.
A mí nada más me trajo dos simis.
Dos doctor simis.
That was it.
And then she's like, oh, since your mom told me that you've been doing a lot of things with corn husks, así que te traje una corona de hoja para tamal, y te traje estas piñatitas that are made with hoja para tamal, y que no sé qué. And so she starts pulling...
Y te traje estos calzones que son de hoja de tamal.
Casi. And she starts pulling these things out, and I'm like, okay, sí están bonitos, but they don't go with the decor. Theme. Like, they don't go with the theme. Because here you are bringing these hojas para tamal decorations that are super colorful. And in years past, I mean, I think they would have gone great because usually do a lot of color in the house. Pero este año no. And so she's like, ay, mira, cuélgala aquí, cuélgala allá. And I was like, holy fuck. Pero, pues, las cosas pasan por algo. And since our kitchen has no fucking garland, we literally put the corona de hoja tamal over one window. And then all the other piñatas we hung in the, like, frame that divides the kitchen from the dining room from the living room. And so, case solved. But then, okay, here's the fucking kicker. Then she pulls out these things. And I'm like, ¿qué chingada madre es eso? And they're literally toilet covers.
Oh my god. Oh.
Wait, they are toilet covers. Not for the top of the toilet, but for where you put your fucking butt cheeks when you're sitting on the toilet.
It's coming in clutch right now.
No, it's not. It's disgusting.
It's
like Familia Peluche.
It's disgusting, but let me tell you that when I go to the bathroom, it's not that cold.
I can't. And sorry, this might be TMI, so if you don't want to listen, lower the volume.
Lower the volume.
Because they're listening to the podcast.
I know, Luis.
So anyways, lower the volume because, wait, me resbalo. Esa madre se resbala and I'm afraid that I'm not going to point, like it's not going to aim right. Like it's gross, it's disgusting. So now I've had to literally take the shit. No, literally I've had to take the shit out when I want to take a shit because... It's so uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable. It's ridiculous. But who goes into somebody's house and,
she just came in here and started changing everything.
Yes. She's here until the fucking 15th.
I didn't even know that. Oh, my God.
The 15th is not getting here quick enough. But anyways, so I heard her and my mom argue.
Already? Oh, my God. Already? You didn't tell me this part.
I know. I don't know what happened, but they were arguing in the room. And then mi mamá salió y salió con su jeta. She, too, cannot hide her fucking emotion. And so I knew something had gone down. But I'm like, in my head, ándele, usted quería su hermana aquí. We all knew this was going to happen. And it didn't even last a week. I didn't even ask her what happened because I know she was trying to hide it so that we wouldn't be like, I told you so. So I don't know what happened. I don't know exactly what happened.
I wonder when I came home from work yesterday, I was like, I give this 2 days. And Luis was like, no, they already fought. And I'm like, what? It hasn't even been 24 hours.
But anyway, so today me acompañó a dejar unos paquetes de los rebozos. And I was like, ¿se le antoja un café, tía? And she was like, yeah, let's go get a coffee. And so we went to downtown, we had a coffee, and we were talking, and we had a conversation, and she literally started crying.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She's giving us...
crocodile tears, whatever.
It's giving petty.
But listen, we were here sitting, and she was like, so tu abuelito conoció esta casa, our abuelito Antonio. Mm-hmm. And I was like, sí, tía, sí, aquí se la pasaba, barría... este, tomaba el sol. This is why we always say que Pulgoso es mi abuelito.
Oh my God, you guys, have you guys taken a picture of Pulgoso?
Yeah, Pulgoso's on TikTok.
But Pulgoso has this, like, sitting, like, he literally sits. My grandpa used to love to sit outside in the patio y se sentaba, like...
a tomar el sol.
Ajá, y pero mi papá, oh, mi abuelito cabeceaba, like, he would fall asleep and cabeceaba, and Pulgoso does the same thing. He, like, sits, and you can just slowly see his little head go down.
So we always say that, you know, it's como mi abuelito. And so she literally was crying. And then we went to Starbucks, and I don't know how the conversation started about talking about therapy and mental health. And I was like, you know, I started taking therapy about 2 years ago, and therapy has helped me tremendously because it helps me realize cuando la estoy cagando, en qué la estoy cagando, and it's just been heaven sent, right? And I was like, you know, one of the things that we were joking about the other day is that Judith ya ahora sabe hacer huevos estrellados for my dad.
Porque no, mi papá le...
huevos rancheros, pero los tienes que estrellar, son huevos estrellados. Y antes a Judith le salían todos pinches como si fueran revueltos. Y el otro día, Judith was like, mira papá, ya me salen bien, ya soy expert y la chingada. And then, así como soy yo, the heartless asshole, I was like... you better hazle, más vale que le hagas esos huevos rancheros a mi papá con gusto, porque cuando mi papá no esté aquí vas a hacer huevos rancheros and you're gonna cry because you're gonna be like, ay, a mi papacito le gustaban los huevos rancheros, cómo no se los hacía con gusto, y vas a llorar. Ajá, with that voice. And so we were talking about that and she started crying and she was like, you know, you guys are so right, and that's one of the things that just from being here at your house for 2 days, I've realized that, this is what she said. She's like, I've realized that you guys don't take each other for granted and that you guys respect each other and you guys like spending time with each other.
She said that.
And then, wow. And then she was like, I wish I could go back and
be a better human.
Yes, she said, and have been a better daughter to your grandfather. I miss him terribly, and I know that I was super culera with him when he was alive. Dice, and the fact that you guys treat each other with respect, you guys are so far ahead of where I've been, and I'm glad that you guys are doing that. And I was like, ay, pues muchas gracias, tía, but, you know, I mean, it's never
pero
too late.
Es una culera.
I mean, she...
I honestly
and she asked for my therapist information.
Oh wow.
She was like, I want to take therapy, and I was like, oh my God, then maybe she wants to change. We have to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I already went this road, and
I know, but listen, it's not up to us to judge. And
no,
this is why
not.
And this is why I like taking therapy, because I know that I cannot change anybody, but I know that if being with my aunt is a problem and it's bad for my mental health, then I have to choose to step away. I cannot expect people to change, neither for me or for anybody. If they want to change, they're going to change for themselves, right? So that's why I'm saying we have to give our aunt the benefit of the doubt.
But this is why you just said it yourself. I'm stepping away because I already gave her the benefit of the
right. But if she's coming here, if she's coming here to interact with us, I'm not going to not interact with her.
No, of course not. And I haven't been a bitch. I've been like, yeah, you know, like, let's hang out. Like,
well, no, you haven't been. Let's hang out. I already went a comprarle un pinche café. You haven't. And I bought her bagels this morning. So, no. You need to interact with her.
I just feel like I'm gonna go with the flow. I'm not gonna force anything. Of course, I'm not gonna be disrespectful because she is our mom's sister. But I'm, like you said, I'm gonna despegarme, and I'm not gonna have any like emotion. You know, it's just very neutral. But
well, anyways. So that's that for this week's episode.
Well, she's only been here. This is only day two. So, oh my God, is each episode going to be about my aunt? Get with her.
Well, what else? Do you have anything exciting going on in your life?
Actually.
Well, our time is over. So, anyways, where can people find you? Do you want to share your social media?
Yes. Okay. I am at It's because I changed.
You can find her through my social media. You can find
me on OnlyFans.
She shares her patas apestosas on there. So, anyways, thank you for listening. Muchísimas gracias. We definitely try to keep these episodes to just 30
minutes. Short and sweet.
Short, just a quick glimpse. And next week we'll talk about something else. But next week I want us to...
bring our
tia to the... No. Maybe. I don't know.
Estás bien.
Yes, somos amiguis. But anyways, next week I want to share like some bench-worthy watch series, maybe, and maybe we can talk about our work. Maybe we can talk about whatever. I'm sure there'll be something to talk about. But muchas gracias.
Yeah,
and
thank we'll you see for you in the next listening.
Episode of.
I was gonna say nos vemos en el swami.
Oh, by the way, did you guys like our intro song? Did you like our new intro song? Like,
wait, the journey.
Wait, yes.
It's, I feel like it's a vibe. It's a you and
me. What is it called? Caliente.
It's called Caliente.
Called Caliente.
We found it on our way to
Alfred's. Alfred wants to be a part of this podcast.
Alfred, no, you can't. I'm kidding, Alfred.
Alfred is the coolest, sweetest person, and we went to a fundraiser, and he was like, I don't like the song. Let's find a new one. And we went on YouTube.
Because I didn't say that I didn't like the song. It's just that's your song.
So that's why we are now, you are now listening. So I hope you enjoy it. Muchas gracias. See you at DIGUAY, either on Instagram or TikTok. I believe that's another social media account. Candles. She needs to get her shit together. And we will see you next episode. Feliz Navidad.
Oh, yeah. Happy holidays.
Have a great day.
Cállate.
Bye.